This is our town.
Hey, welcome to the latest edition of My Town with Lou and Al for breakfast. And as we've established, Lou, it's a little scary, I thought. Easter is just about to descend on us, kind of like the frogs and the spiders that are descending on your place at the moment.
Oh, man, seriously. Like, I know, like, different bugs and things are around at different times of the year, but literally my house is being inundated by said frogs and spiders.
If you missed the chat that we had about this earlier on the show today, your cats are bemused by the intruders.
Yeah, my cats like things that move. So I've got, like all cats do, but I've got ragdolls. So ragdoll cats are traditionally a bit lazy.
Yep.
But they're still cats.
Oh, they're
so
fun
they're
cats.
Still fascinated by stuff.
Yep.
Especially if it moves. So they will chase after it. They just don't generally kill it, if that makes sense.
Sure.
They want to play with it. So the frogs amuse them no end. And the little Perrin's tree frogs that somehow, and I really don't know how, that somehow get into our place. I mean, some come up the toilet bowl.
Oh,
some don't.
That's quite the journey.
I know, right? But I mentioned that they scream. They make this really high-pitched noise when they're alarmed. So that's really got the cats standing back and staring at them like, what the hell are you doing? And then there's the spiders, well, huntsmen's, big as your hand.
Just every time someone mentions the word huntsman, I think of my dear Nan, Joni. She had an old laser, which I inherited. But we'd be driving somewhere like Gumbaya Park, of all places, and she would sit in the car with a thermos of iced coffee while we ran off and we played on all the things that we wanted to play on. And occasionally she'd just put the visor down. There'd be a giant huntsman the size of her hand.
Mm.
And so calmly and serenely, she'd just reach up and she'd go, I don't think he belongs in here. And just pluck it off the visor with her hand, wind down the window.
And pop it outside.
Pop it outside.
Look, I don't like touching them, but I do relocate them. I'm not a spider squasher.
Oh, yeah.
We relocate in our house. The only one in the house that won't relocate the spiders is Daniel.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't like spiders.
And he will call someone into his room to relocate.
Yep.
Because he won't squash them either, because he won't go near them.
Yes.
But, yeah, so I usually if they're small enough, a jar. But lately, I'm telling you, I need a bowl to catch those babies. Like, seriously, legs are long.
What are they eating out there? Possibly the frogs.
Yeah, maybe the frogs. I don't know. Probably all those crickets that were around.
Oh,
but, yeah.
Oh, yes.
They're obviously pretty well fed because they've got big, long, hairy legs.
Haven't we been inundated by creepy crawlies and critters this year?
Yeah, it's been weird. It is. I'm telling you. End of days. Look out.
Yeah, look, we're getting wasps. Wasps also a big thing at my place, and you've experienced
careful.
A few.
They hurt when they bite.
Yes.
Worse than bees.
Yeah.
Like bees will sting for a sec, but when a wasp stings you, that sting, it is like, it's searing. It's like burning, and it lasts for ages.
And they can keep coming back for more. It's like, oh, you want more of this?
Yeah, because they don't die after they sting. Exactly right. So,
yeah. So please be careful out with all the critters. I mean, we've got enough on our plate for 2024, I feel. On to a more positive note, the fact that not only are we getting to the 2024 Commercial Gold Cup, Albury Gold Cup, Commercial Club Albury Gold Cup, but that even coming up in the next couple of days, but Easter is just around the corner. And if there's one thing that the border does well, it's Easter celebrations.
Yeah, very true. Do you love, what's your favourite Easter thing? Are you a milk chocolate, a dark chocolate, or a white chocolate?
Oh, there's no comparison there. It's milk chocolate all the way.
Really?
Yeah, so
okay.
The dark is too rich, the white is too sweet.
Yeah, I don't like the white.
Yep.
See, we've got a mixture in our household. Daughter, Sabine, white chocolate.
Yep.
Son, milk chocolate. Michael, jelly lollies. He's not a chocolate, particular chocolate fan.
That's a new twist on Easter, isn't it?
Jelly babies and stuff.
Yep.
And snakes.
Yep.
And me, dark chocolate.
Oh.
Mm. So we run the whole gamut of chocolate at our house.
There you go. See, in my house, the kids, milk chocolate, white chocolate. Donna, any chocolate.
Yeah. Look, I mean, at a pinch.
If
I had to. Yes. Although white chocolate doesn't ever tempt me, but milk chocolate definitely.
What about caramel?
Could do it. You know, yep. Like if I really wanted some chocolate, I would do it, but it's not still not my favourite.
Oh, fair enough then.
Oh, wait, like they say, I wouldn't waste the calories.
Yes.
I'd rather wait for something that I really love.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's get into the first big part of today's My Town. And that, of course, is our chat that we had earlier on the show this morning with Darren Turner from the organising committee of CF Nats. We are going to be surrounded by some of the most pristine super machines you've ever seen.
Yes. The Camaro and Firebird Nationals.
Hello. Oh, this is massive. Not only a great opportunity to take some photos, and as you pointed out on the show, plenty of photographers across the border are just absolutely champing at the bit to be part of this, but it is such a good fundraiser for the Albury-Wodonga Regional Cancer Care Centre Trust Fund too.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we're very lucky to have the Albury-Wodonga Regional Cancer Centre here. The Trust Fund basically makes sure that they can do extra things at the cancer centre, like they have different treatment trials that they run for different types of cancer, just things that can really help our community and help the broader community to fight cancer in general. But it's just great that a lot of that stuff happens right here, so the people that are unwell on the border can get the best treatment and stay home, which makes such a huge difference.
It was great chat with Darren, and if you missed it, here it is in its entirety as part of My Town. Easter, it's coming.
Is it ever? And that means that an awesome event is going to be happening on the border as well, the CF Nats.
Camaro and Firebird Nationals coming to town once again. It is always such an incredible show, and we're catching up with one of the organisers right now. Darren Turner joins us for a big chat. Darren, how exciting is this time of year? You're not too far away from, well, so many amazing bits of machinery descending on the border.
Certainly the organising committee is really pumped to be able to bring this event back to Albury for the second time. We were here in 2022 and it was really successful. We had managed a $10,000 plus donation to the Albury-Wodonga Regional Cancer Centre Trust Fund.
Amazing.
Which was pretty special to everybody. We've got Camaros, Firebirds, Transams, and all the flavours of the machines coming from all states of Australia into Albury. Check out all the local tourism venues and bits and pieces. Put the cars on show in Hovel Tree Park on Easter Saturday. So we're welcoming everybody from the region to come and take a look between 9 a.m. 2 p.m. Easter Saturday in Hovel Tree Park. It's free entry, so come and have a look. If there's anyone out there that's got a vehicle that wants to enter, they just jump on our website, cfnats.com.au, and they can you need to register to put your car in the park.
Sure.
Yep.
And be eligible for trophies and the catered meals and at our venues over the weekend.
Yeah, it's look, you've got so much happening over the weekend, and I was wondering, is it Albury-Wodonga? Obviously, I mean, we love our region, but is it great for cars because of all the fantastic country roads and scenery?
That's a massive part of it. Like the roads for the scenic cruises and the like, plus the Riverina area in general is pretty special. The event is usually in a major regional centre. Obviously, it brings a lot of tourism into the area with the event, with both the entrance and the spectators that come to look.
Yep.
So back in 2020, we started talking with BF Transport and Albury City Council about bringing the event to Albury. The BF Transport, Nico and Belinda, were really instrumental in helping bring the event to Albury. McRae Motors, Engine Master, Marshall Batteries, Taco Bills, Harvey Norman have all jumped on board.
Excellent.
Again, returning sponsors. So just a great part of the world to be in down that Murray region along the border there. So everyone's like really pumped to come down and spend some time in the area.
Well, we're pumped to see the amazing cars on display, but I understand it's not just the show and shine that's a big part of this too. There's a bit of track time for these cars and the drivers, and
how
you
fun.
Know that would get the heart racing.
Oh, yeah. So this time, after the fun last year, we had Easter Sunday. We've put in 2 days. So Easter Sunday and the Monday, we're out at the Decker Centre in Vanuatu. We'll have a few of the cars out there throwing laps. So anyone that's in the area is welcome to come out and have a look. Again, it's free entry for the public. Sit on the hill, look and hear the machines, have a talk to the drivers, support the sponsors that are there, and we'll have some merchandise on sale on the Saturday in Hoveltree Park. We have an event jacket every year, and we've got some T-shirts and caps.
Brilliant.
So if anyone wants to get kitted out in some sort of one-off...
CF Nets colours.
Yeah, awesome. Darren, the other thing I noticed that's a great idea too, because people love to photograph beautiful, shiny cars.
Oh, I do.
And on your webpage, which is cfnats.com.au, all lowercase, people can take photos and share them on that as well.
Yes, we've got a couple of social media sites. So we've got our Facebook, which is CF Nats, and we've got Instagram hashtag CF Nationals. So anyone that's down there, feel free to take photos, post them on our social media.
Share and share
we've
alike,
got,
yeah.
All the colours, like they really do look spectacular when they're in the park and you see all the colours of the rainbow with from the vehicles from 1967 through to the current models.
Oh, beautiful. Incredible. Some amazing machines coming to our neck of the woods, and we can't wait. A great fundraiser supporting Albury-Wodonga Regional Cancer Centre Trust Fund as well. Darren, this is going to be an exciting time, a huge Easter. Thank you for being a part of it. And I reckon a lot of people hearing this are going to go straight to the Facebook page or your website, because the anticipation is certainly building, and we thank you for your time this morning.
Excellent. Well, on behalf of the event committee, we're really looking forward to coming down and spending some time down there on the weekend.
Oh, it's
looking forward to it.
Going to be a massive Easter right here at Triple M. Now, another big part of Easter coming up on the border for 2024 has got to be the opportunity to catch up with friends and family. And if they've never been here before, showing them the sights and the sounds of this incredible place, maybe, just maybe, shouting them lunch, possibly dinner, or a couple of meals at a local pub. We are spoiled for choice. And in Pub Feed today, we're catching up with Danny from the Yarrawonga Hotel to find out what's on tap, what's coming out of the kitchen, and everything else involved. Here's Pub Feed here at My Town.
Danny, tell us what is special about the Yarrawonga Hotel.
Oh, we like to think of it as service with a personal touch here at the Yarrawonga Hotel. We're a family-owned and run pub. My wife and I own the business and run the business ourselves, and I think that makes a big difference as well. All the staff have been with us a while now. They're a great team. It's got a great friendly atmosphere, and a lot of people that come in and frequent the venue comment about the attitude of the staff and just the type of level of service they get. So I think that makes a big difference. Yap on tap! We predominantly run CUB beers, so all your expected standards, Carlton Draft, Carlton Dry, Bulmer Cider on tap, BB we have on tap, Great Northern's our mid-strength. We don't have any light beer on tap, but we sell light beer by the stubbies behind the bar. We've also got Four Pines, we've got Pacific Ale and Pale Ale, and that pretty well rounds it up.
Yeah, and what about wines, cocktails, that sort of thing?
Extensive cocktail list. Our wine list as well. So we've got a series of house wines. We've got a couple of cellar special boards we put up in the bistro. So we run wine specials weekly, but quite an extensive wine list and a great menu. We've got a great reputation for food here.
Ooh, okay.
Pub Grab Rum! Food's been very good. We've been very lucky. We've had Shane Smith here as our head chef for, he's been here for about 15 years off the top of my head. And when we took over the pub a little while ago, we were able to retain him, and he's a great, great part of the hotel. So he put a menu together, which has been going strong now, and a few staples. He does an amazing lamb backstrap. His Scotch fillet's fantastic, and people come back time and time again for things like our salt and pepper squid. And one of his signature dishes, of course, is the Yarra Schnitzel, which is a big, plump breast schnitzel covered in scallops, prawns and squid.
Oh, wow.
So it's a... He does a great job, Shane. We've got a great reputation for food, so we get a lot of repeat business.
Now, do you guys do accommodation here?
Yes,
as well?
We've got accommodation upstairs. We've got 8 accommodation rooms upstairs, 2 standard rooms. We've got our standard rooms and our suites. The suites are they're all queen-size beds with an ensuite. The suites, the only difference with the suite is that they have a separate living area and a kitchenette, whereas the standard rooms are just a queen-size bed and an ensuite.
Yep.
We've got 8 rooms upstairs. This time of the year, we probably only have about 6 available to the public. So it's not a huge offering, and we book out very quickly because of that. But the reason for that is that over summer, we're always so desperate for staff that we use a couple of the rooms upstairs to house some staff if we can get them up over the Christmas period.
Okay, yeah. Do you have workers sometimes too?
Yep, we've got... we have workers that we often have on sort of weekly to monthly stays. But generally, they're just sort of 1 and 2 night accommodation stays.
Yeah. So what about if people want to find out more about this place, where do they go?
YarrawongaHotel.com.au, or give us a call here at the pub and we can explain or offer any information you like.
And what about Facebook or Instagram?
We've got Facebook and Instagram.
Yep. Just
Yarrawonga Hotel on both. And then have a look there, and then we put up regular posts for what's happening, anything coming up. We've got a very busy, today's a good example, we've got a really busy punters club on a Saturday morning.
Okay.
We regularly get sort of 80 to 100 entrants into that on a Saturday.
Yeah,
and
wow.
That's become a real busy thing on a Saturday morning. So that regularly jackpots, we've got $1,000 going off today. So that creates a bit of interest in the town.
Yeah.
But we post everything regularly on, especially on Facebook.
Perfect. Danny, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate
You're
finding
welcome.
Out all about the Yarrawonga Hotel.
Good, thanks for coming in.
Well, that's it for my town this time around, Lou. Look, good luck if you are one of the blokes heading to the commercial club Albury Gold Cup, because as we've established across the week with our game show Yay or Nay, a lot of them don't have an outfit ready. They'll just throw something on.
Yeah, I must admit, though, when you see a guy at the races who's really, like, put the thought in,
stands
they
out.
They look smashing.
They do.
Fabulous.
They do. They are in contention for fashions on the field.
And there are a few. Like, we can't undersell the fact that the border is pretty stylish in general.
Yep.
So yeah, if you like a bit of fashion and a bit of style, get along. A bit of style. Get along to the commercial club Albury Gold Cup, because you know. It's all happening there.
I do love the creative suits, though. You know, the colours that you don't normally see. Maybe it's tangerine. Maybe it's lime.
Yeah, I don't even know what the colour of the season is this season, because it's autumn racing. So it's very different to spring racing.
Yeah, not sure. But,
and the outfits for the women are very different, supposedly.
We're going to get flooded with pictures. We know over social media and the local media outlets. Mm. If you're going along, have the best time ever, because weather-wise, it's not going to be scorching hot.
It's going to be gorgeous.
And we'll be back on your radio and listener app before you know it. So thanks for checking out My Town.